Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night is mild across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. It's a pleasant evening to be outside as temperatures remain comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, in statements attributed to Iranian Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei, just in, he praised Hezbollah and called for continued jihad and attacks against Israel, reports the Jerusalem Post. Also earlier this hour, Ynet reports a significant drop in ship traffic through Bab el-Mandeb following Houthi strikes on Saudi oil facilities. Also this hour, a former Hamas hostage shared a harrowing story of their captivity in Gaza on October 7th, as reported by I-24 News. Separately, the Jerusalem Post highlights fears of war returning as Israel's summer comes to a close, with Iran's recent aggressive actions in the region. And finally, JTA reflects on the summer's end in Israel, with school closures and an uptick in surfing amidst rising regional tensions. Reaction has been swift on social media. Belaz News, a notable regional news source, posted just minutes ago that Iranian Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei reaffirmed Iran's strategic mandate to support Hezbollah, underscoring its role in resistance against Israel and the U.S. Ynet Global shared earlier today that ship traffic through Bab el-Mandeb has plunged, with only 11 vessels crossing on Sunday, the lowest in months due to recent Houthi attacks on Saudi oil sites. From X, Middle East 24 reported just now on renewed focus on the Muslim Brotherhood-backed Sudanese armed forces after violent incidents involving Sudanese asylum seekers in Europe. Let's go deeper into today's stories, starting with the remarks from Iranian Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei. Reported by the Jerusalem Post, he emphasized the importance of supporting Hezbollah as a central policy for Iran. This statement reinforces Iran's commitment to resistance activities in the region, which could escalate tensions further. The implications for Israel and the broader Middle East are significant, with potential for increased conflict. Turning to maritime news from Ynet, the recent Houthi attacks on Saudi oil facilities have led to a dramatic decrease in ship traffic through Bab el-Mandeb. This strategic waterway is crucial for global trade, and disruptions could have broad economic repercussions. The decreased traffic could signal increased instability in the region, affecting international shipping and oil markets. Meanwhile, I-24 News reported the account of a former Hamas hostage from October 7th. The individual described the trauma and conditions faced during captivity in Gaza. These personal stories highlight the ongoing humanitarian issues tied to the conflict, drawing international attention to the plight of hostages and the need for diplomatic resolutions. In earlier reporting from JTA, there is concern over a potential revival of hostilities as Israel's summer ends. With Iran targeting multiple countries recently, the specter of war looms larger. The regional security situation remains fragile, with potential impacts on civilian life and international relations. Turning to business and markets. First, DriveNets and AMD have unveiled a new blueprint for large-scale AI infrastructure, reports CTech. The collaboration provides a validated architecture to help businesses build AI clusters, leveraging AMD's powerful GPUs. Separately, Ynet Business highlights Glow, an Israeli startup emerging from stealth with $18 in funding. This cybersecurity unicorn, backed by Sequoia and CyberStarts, aims to preempt AI threats and is valued at $1.2 billion. And finally, Globes reports Monday.com plans to lay off 630 employees, adapting to the growing influence of AI. This move affects 20% of its workforce, including significant cuts in Tel Aviv, signaling a strategic shift in the company's operations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.